Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to week two, episode two of Mayo Radio, your one-stop podcast for all sorts of hilarity and silliness. This is Casey.
And this is Matt.
This is Casey and Matt. Brought to you by Triscuits, a fun and healthy snack. Just one Triscuit contains 2 calories. Buy some today.
And Bacardi 151 for all your drinking needs.
Because it goes really well with Triscuits.
Yeah, just dip it in there.
What if we had? What if we just had advertisements like that?
Well, now it's got me thinking about all the different drinking possibilities.
Drinking possibilities with Bacardi 151.
Yeah.
We once bought 151, and I remember vividly Jake and Steve bringing it outside and pouring it on our sidewalk outside our steps, and they lit it on fire. And forever now, our sidewalk is burned. There are 2 black burn spots from them burning 151 outside our back door.
That's what 151 is for. It's for lighting fires with. But, I don't know. I just got in a kick with it for a while where I just would drink it without lighting it on fire. And
That stuff is lethal, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had it, and we did Flaming Dr. Peppers. Have you heard of those?
I've seen them on a film.
Yeah, you're right, in Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Is that what you saw it in Hot Rod?
Was it Hot Rod?
Hot Rod.
Will whatever was in it? Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, ordering with the bar.
Yeah. Like, it was the cool drink.
Yeah. Let's get some 3 Flaming Dr. Peppers over here. And he's like, bums like, away!
Weren't they at, like, a TGI Fridays? Yeah. Like, he's like, they even carry 151? They don't even carry, they could not carry 151 at, like, a family restaurant.
But no, we got, oh shit, I forget what's in it. No, I remember. It is Amaretto, so we had some DiSorono already. Is it just Amaretto 151? I think it might be. I think it's a shot of Amaretto, you splash a little 151 on it, light it on fire, and then you drop it into a glass of beer and chug it. And it tastes like Dr. Pepper, it really does. I swear to you, it does. Just like if you've ever had...
I think I had one of those when I was over there somewhere before.
Yeah, and because you've had like a root beer barrel before, and that is like dropping root beer schnapps into beer and it tastes like root beer.
Yeah.
I suppose that makes a little more sense because it's root beer. Okay, root beer schnapps.
Making drinks is fun.
Yeah, I had Brass Monkeys the other day for the first time.
What's that again?
A Brass Monkey is where you take a 40 ounce of malt liquor, malt beverage.
Uh-huh.
Preferably Old English or Colt 45. You drink about less than a fourth of it. The general rule of thumb is you drink it down to the top of the label. There's a big chunk of space on top of your bottle. And then you proceed to pour in orange juice. No, you don't pour in 151. You pour in orange juice.
Oh, okay.
And it may sound absolutely disgusting, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds a little gross.
No, I know, it does sound gross, but really, though, it tastes like punch. Oh, and cool. It'll get you fucked up. I had two of them the other day, and I was pretty fucked up, as you might remember.
Yeah. I can't really do that sort of stuff anymore, even though I still do it, like, way more than I should. But it just doesn't work out very well.
I don't know, I think I've passed that stage of binge drinking. I'd prefer just to have a few beers and sit around and hang out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just... I get too into it. Once I start, it all depends who's around and what's going on.
Especially if rock band's there.
Yeah, and if I'm not entertained, then I have to, like, make myself the entertainment for myself. Or, like, if I'm just hanging out with people, I just tend to drink more.
Yeah.
And it usually...
Ends in hilarity, like finding you in a closet.
Yeah.
I still think fun. It's... Yeah, that's... for anyone who isn't familiar with me finding Matt in a closet, and for the record, you did come out of the closet. Can I just say for the record? that you did.
I didn't want to, though, to be...
Yeah, you didn't want... I remember you didn't. Okay, so New Year's Eve, Matt was over. He had stayed with us for a few days down here in Minneapolis. It's actually when we thought of the idea for this little Mayo Radio podcast, was when he was down here visiting. And New Year's Eve happened.
While we were drinking a lot.
We were drinking a lot.
Thought that this would be a good idea.
Yeah, we thought this would be a great idea. And look where it's going. Anyways, New Year's Eve, Matt, being the really smart guy that he is, decided he wanted to start drinking at 2:45 in the afternoon. And how did that turn out for you, Matt?
Well, I made it up past midnight.
But at what point in the night do you not remember what was going on anymore?
Around midnight.
Bullshit. You don't even remember going in the closet.
I don't remember drinking champagne or...
Oh, okay. Or hanging out with my parents in gold pants.
I remember hanging out with your parents. That was, like, probably the last thing that I remember. And then the rest was just... I don't know. I guess I went to sleep.
You made it to bed.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
And I don't think I threw up or anything. I really don't think that was me.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. There was no. I didn't find any vomit anywhere, so... All is well in the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Because nothing's worse than finding some vomit that you didn't know was there.
Yeah, that sucks when that happens. That happened to me one time, a very long time ago. Like, it was right around when I had started drinking, and I was hanging out with a friend of mine named Dylan.
Oh, Dee-doo!
Dee-doo.
Dee-doo. For the record, forever from now on, when we speak of this Dylan character... we'll probably refer to him as Dee-doo, if anyone is listening.
Yeah, this will probably be the last time we talk about him. But
no, I'm going to bring him up a lot.
It's just this one story that I can remember, just because it's, I don't know. Especially when you start out drinking and stuff, like, you don't know what you're doing. And yeah, usually you are starting out with lighter things, which was vodka and... I don't know what it is about it. It's like, and this was like the first time that we mishandled vodka, which usually is always terrible because, like, you always have that one time that you learn from.
Right.
And then
basically
gauge your whole drinking practices after this happens. But it was me and him, and I remember my parents were gone, and we got together, and he had gotten a bottle of vodka somehow. Uh-huh. And at the time, like, I had started, I must have known, like, that I was going to become a drinker, because I started collecting shot glasses at a very early age.
So did I. Like, I did too, actually.
Yeah, just, like, way before, but I had a whole bunch of them, and I had, like, ones of different sizes, taller ones and stuff like that, and I think that was what was inevitably our downfall, because, well, first... That the shot glasses themselves didn't help because we were like, hey, taking shots, and it's like, tastes like water, it's just drink a whole lot. And it was just me and him, and I remember we drank like...
Hold on, was this probably, in his basement, at his dad's?
This was at my old house, in our home. So
in
like,
the basement?
No, we were upstairs. No one was home, it was just me and him. So we were like, yeah, party. So anyways, I remember I had this one shot glass that was a... Pirates of the Caribbean shot glass.
Yep, I've seen that one.
And it's one of the taller ones that you can get. And anyways, it's marked off in like four different stages, and it starts out like deckhand, something low, and then works its way up to like something swashbuckler or something else, and then at the very top it's pirate.
Yeah.
So we started out filling it up halfway, which is probably like I'd want to say like three shots worth.
Yeah.
So we did that. We did that no problem. We were like, oh yeah. So then our second mistake is we start eating a bunch of Domino's pizza that we got. Because we're like, yeah, drinking and pizza, perfect combination. Especially if we keep drinking a lot.
Yeah, keep drinking. So, you'll see that pizza. You'll get to taste it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming up. Two times the price.
Three times if you pick it up off the floor, but anyways, so I remember one of the last things I remember of that night before crashing was we decided, okay, we're gonna be pirates, and we filled it up to the top, so it stands about nearly as high as a beer bottle, I want to
say. Right, yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's a pretty tall shot glass. And one of the most excruciating feelings I've ever felt in my life has been just drinking, like, just gulping down vodka and just drinking it down. And but we did it, and we were so pumped. We were like, we are fucking pirates. Let's eat some pizza. So we stayed up, and I remember crashing on the couch in the family room, and then went to sleep. So anyways, I remember crashing out on the couch and waking up in my bedroom the next morning. So, like, flash forward, skip however many events happened that night, end up in my bed. Alarm's going off. I had to work that next morning.
Oh, fuck.
And this is when I worked back at the gas station in Alexandria. So I get up. I'm just like, oh, shit. I look around. I think Dylan had already left at this point.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, rush to work. I get there. It's the morning. I wash probably 2 dishes. And then I'm like, I don't feel good. So then I get sent back home right away.
Uh-huh.
So I'm home. And I start discovering, as I'm walking around the house, spots of puke.
Oh, fuck.
Like, and it's like,
oh, God.
It's like, you know, okay, like, fucking, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, like, if it's just, okay, hey, there's some there, and there's some there. But there were spots hidden, like, underneath things.
Oh,
like,
how
like,
the fuck?
Yeah, so I'm finding this stuff all over, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. So I basically spend the rest of the day cleaning, and I just feel like shit. My parents are getting home, so I lay down on the couch, and I just crash, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to tell them I was sick, whatever, couldn't make it into work. So I'm laying down on the couch, and I'm laying there most of the day, and I remember they're already home, and they're like, oh, are you feeling all right? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I just had Dylan over, we had some pizza, I think the pizza was undercooked or something, just making up some totally unbelievable excuse. But I'm just like, yeah, I just don't feel very well. So anyways, I think it was actually when they got home, too, I decided to sit up and talk to them. And as I sit up and move the pillow that I've been laying on this whole time, there's puke underneath that as well.
Oh, fucking gross.
And I think, yeah, they saw that and they're like, all right, you're full of shit. And I was just like, yeah, we drank last night. Sorry. But it's never fun to find throw up in the first place.
No, dude,
when
that
you find
sucks.
It hidden, that is the worst.
Oh, so, man. I guess, oh, fuck, that's gross. I don't have any stories about myself throwing up. I haven't really, like, I'm weird. I'll go to bed completely.
Any more,
like,
D-Doo stories?
No, I wish I had D-Doo stories. I might have D-Doo stories later.
All right.
No, what happens with me is I go to bed, like, I still got the spins and everything, but I'm like, shit, I'm gonna go to bed, I need to go to sleep. And I won't throw up at night or anything, but what'll happen is I'll sleep for like 4 or 5 hours and then wake up with a pounding headache and nauseous, and I'll, like, run to the bathroom then and throw up. So it's kind of helpful because I'm a little more sober, I'm just a little hungover and sick. But I threw up like twice at Moorhead, but that was a completely different story. That's Moorhead State.
Yeah.
The best place to drink on campus.
The dorm rooms.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. I was like Kramer from Seinfeld. Because Andy had his own room right down the hall from me. Because his roommate, like, died. Or, like, what happened? No, they got, like, paralyzed or something.
His,
I remember we found out.
His roommate got in some, like, extreme sports accident.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like,
he was, like, paralyzed or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And so he didn't have a roommate. He had a double, he had a bunk bed, you know, he had a nice TV and his whole room to himself. And so that's where we would hang out. And, like, I would literally wake up, like, shower, like, put on some clothes on the weekends or just skip class or whatever. And then just kind of meander down to his room and just kind of open the door and walk in. And he'd be sitting around in his boxers. I'd be like, what up, Andy? He'd be like, what up? And I'd just sit there and watch TV with him. it was very fun. It was very silly.
Yeah. First year college, it was like, I don't even feel like I can relate to that time because I was in such a different mindset. Like,
you were like sick the whole time too. Like,
I always forget about that too. I was like, I think it had to be, like, a mixture of, like, homesickness and right. just, like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, the place was dirty as hell. Like,
yeah, it was.
We were living in the all-male dormitory, so yeah, already that's it's never, just...
Yeah.
It, you already smell, like, piss it's fucking, and shit on every floor. You smell,
like, piss, shit, and cum on every yeah, floor.
Just fucking dry, stale cum hanging in the air.
Yeah, I know. Everywhere. On the doors and on the handles. Yeah,
it's just like...
Like, I had to wipe my door handle off every morning before I went into it, because it was just covered.
And it was just... Oh, man. It was, like... Yeah, that...
Like, the bathrooms, that, you had to, like, not touch anything.
And I was sick for months.
I remember that. I would always want to hang out, and you'd be like, oh, I'm sick. I'm like, fucking stop being so sick.
And it probably didn't help that, like, I had this, like, deathly-sounding cough, but I would still continue to drink and smoke every night. So yeah. That probably fucking... had something to do with it.
You fuck, God, man. It was...
College I was living train wrecks. Living the college experience.
So. Yeah, with Jack from Maryland. Remember Jack from Maryland?
How can you forget?
You he still was, talk to him at all?
Every once in a while. He wants me and Andy to try to come down there and visit him sometime. And I'm trying to figure things out, but it's just kind of hard because we have sort of hectic right. schedules and stuff. But yeah, he was awesome. Probably one of the best roommates I could have possibly asked for. He was just yeah. so... We got along just perfect. We were just totally laid back, didn't care about it. I remember one of the first things he asked me when I got in there was, like, after our parents had left, was like, oh, hey, you smoke weed? And, like, after that, it was just, like, a match made in heaven.
A match
it was
made
just
in
like,
heaven.
It was just like, okay, I know that we're going to get along because...
I really should have done that.
He's just a blatantly honest...
Yeah,
he almost was really too funny. Honest person.
He was really funny.
Yeah, he was awesome. That was...
I should have done that. I should have just went with no one. Like, made sure to pick that I didn't room with anyone. Because I roomed with Herb, and we didn't really get along. Our lifestyles kind of clashed.
Yeah.
And, Herb's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. We just didn't get along, and we just weren't not meant to be friends or, like, pals.
I just totally fucking lucked out. Like,
yeah, you did.
I, compared to some of the other people that were on the floors...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like...
I think everyone on your floor was, like, opposite. They hated you guys.
Oh.
Like, I bet they walked by your room and saw the Little Caesars pizza box taped to your door, and yeah. just fucking were like, fuck those assholes.
They just, well, and then they come inside, and then it's like September 11th mural on the wall.
You had the pictures raster, of September
11th. Rasturbation of just the most crazy stuff we could think of.
Well, but, it was almost as cool as my Mark Summers rasturbation.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what it was. I think we got along with people on our floor, but, like, it was just anytime anything happened. Everybody knew it was us. And it wasn't for everything that happened, but, like, a few things that happened, it was us. And I think a lot of people knew. And so, like, since we... And, of course, we never came forward and admitted it. We were just we were gone. Or, like, we don't know what you're talking about. So I think that might have ticked them off a little bit. But really, like, there were pretty much no consequences to our actions there. And if, like, they would have had... I don't know. If they would have, like... held our whole floor on suspension or something, then we would have came forward, but it wasn't like it mattered or anything.
Right, right. Like, it's not like other people would have taken the fall for what you did.
Oh, definitely not. Like,
you weren't, like, fucking with other people by...
Oh, it was...
by not coming forward.
It had nothing to do with, like... It wasn't like we were messing with people's stuff, or... Although Andy did sleepwalk into the next-door neighbor's room and pee on their shoes, but... Besides that, like, it was
how
just...
How the fuck do you do that?
I don't know. He is a crazy sleepwalker. Like,
okay, when he peed on their shoes, were they there? Sleeping?
I think one of them was in the room, but it wasn't the person whose shoes it was. So they were just like, what are you doing? And, like, he was just... He didn't know what he was doing at all. Like, he didn't even remember it. It wasn't until, like, the guy told him the next day that he was like, what the fuck? But... I don't know. Like,
how many people can say that they slept, walked into their neighbor's room, and pissed on their shoes?
That's a good
notch on his belt there.
Yeah, it's pretty
Andy.
Crazy.
Andy Tomahawk.
Tomahawk chop.
Tomahawk chop. I don't understand how he ever got that nickname.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with Cody.
Yeah, Cody started calling him Tomahawk, and then we all call him Tomahawk. That's a... Man, I don't know. College, I hated Morehead State. I just did not enjoy my time there. I mean, I enjoyed the people there and the time there, but the professors and the classes that I took, I had one professor that I liked. The rest of them were just complete douchebags, and I just did not get along with the people there, the lifestyle up there.
Yeah, for me, it just makes a world of a difference depending on where you're living and who you're living with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at least then, if your school experience is shitty, and if you are living on campus, you're stuck on campus 24/7. So right. It's like there's nowhere for you to go, which I think was a big reason why we got into, like, so much mischief as we did, just because it was just acting out, just because we were
Yeah, we had nothing to do.
We were just stir crazy, like, 24/7, and then just add alcohol to that, of course, like... nothing good is going to come out of it.
In the winter months, yeah. It got so cold that we couldn't really go outside. It was, like, windy and shitty. So, like, not only were we stuck on campus, but we were confined to our dorms.
Yeah.
Like, that was the worst. That's why we did shit like trying to make ice patches outside to slip on. And, like, pouring coolers of water to try to get them to freeze into slippery messes right outside the doors.
Yeah.
Like, that's... And that's why we drank ourselves silly.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It makes a big difference if you have somewhere to go and just escape from campus for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely... We're living on the edge.
Living on the edge!
Can put that song in the back.
I will.
But I don't know.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you something a little bit ago, because when you were talking about shop class, and this doesn't really pertain to anything, but was it you that I went to... When I went to... on a cruise, and we went to Florida, we stopped at, like, Universal Studios, and I got a Bates Motel shot glass, and I thought I bought one for you. Do you still have it?
I remember I had one, but I couldn't remember if it was something you got for me, or if I got it for myself, because I was down there, too.
Because I remember it said Bates Motel, and it had a bloody thumbprint, and I thought I bought one for me and one for you.
Yeah, you probably did, because I did have one.
Man, I got a fucking... Because I had one, and that's my favorite shot glass I've ever had. And one day, once I moved down here and lived with Steve, there was one day I had to work late, I think, and they ended up going over to Amy's apartment. That's when we lived in the apartment, so Amy had her own apartment. And Chad and Steve went over to Amy's apartment, and they brought a few of our shot glasses over, because Amy didn't have shot glasses, because they were doing egg bombs. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they dropped my Bates Motel shot glass into a cup, you know, to do a Jag bomb, and my shot glass got stuck in the cup because I guess the bottom of the cup was kind of small, and they were trying to get it out of there, like they were trying to, like, they soaped it up, they couldn't get out of there for the life of them, and finally they ended up they broke it on accident. They broke my Bates Motel shot glass, and to this day I still haven't forgiven Steve for that.
So you're gonna go out and buy a hatchet and just wait till they all go to sleep and.
No, I think instead I'll go in his shower upstairs before he wakes up, and then when he comes in the shower, I'll stab him.
Psycho style.
Yeah,
so a broken shot glass too.
I'll use a broken shot glass and just stab him in the eye.
So are you gonna wear a women's dress then, or are you just?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it'll take me a few minutes to choose from the. I have a collection of women's dresses that I wear.
That should be fun then.
Yeah, it'll be a fun cross-dressing experience.
Yeah, I think I actually broke mine too on accident, because I had a whole bunch and I broke many of them, and it was probably while in the dorms again, because we were just very careless with everything we owned, and I think a lot of my stuff ended up getting dropped on the floor by accident and broken, which is
probably
too bad, but I'm not really into shots anymore, so... I mean, I wish I still had it, especially that Bates Motel one, but I can't even handle doing that stuff anymore.
We have a nice extensive, like, shot glass collection. I usually, when people go on a trip and they're like, oh, what should I bring you back? I just go, I'll bring you a shot glass.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have, like, a collection now, I guess you would say. We have a whole bunch of them up in our cupboard. It's pretty fun. It's I don't know, it makes me look like an alcoholic, though, I guess.
Yeah. And my like my aunts and uncles used to buy them for me all the time.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah, like my.
I remember. Whole
family
yeah, I remember
did.
Getting when I was a kid too. Like when I went to, we went on a cruise when I was like, fuck, I was like 16 or 17 when I was younger. We went on this cruise to the Bahamas, and I remember coming home with like 6 shot glasses, and it was so funny. We I bought a few of them as souvenirs, and then we were in, when the cruise ship stops in the Bahamas. And you get off port and you basically walk down and you find a taxi to take you somewhere. And in the line of taxis, there was a limo taxi, which it wasn't like a nice, nice limo, but it was still a limo. And it was the same price as all the other taxis. So we jumped in the limo. And so we're riding in the back of this limo going probably to, I think that's when we were going to go check out the Atlantis Hotel or something. It was like a really cool hotel. But we're taking the limo there. And we were in the back and there were like 3 shot glasses in the back in the little cup holder. And they still had like a little drop of liquor in them. And I ended up, like, pocketing them before my parents could see because I didn't want them to think, oh, he's stealing shit from these people. But they were just shot glasses that people had brought into the limo and left. And so then I got them back to our room, and I washed them out, and I got to bring them home.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you're trying to save the little drops
yeah,
of liquor in
yeah.
the bottom.
That would have made me sound awesome. Yeah, I licked what was in the bottom of those, and I got so wasted, dude. My family did not even know how drunk I was.
You were, like, fucking throwing up the whole time.
Yeah, I was just off of less than, like, a half of a shot
yeah,
total.
Just, like, a drop. Ruined our vacation.
That's, that's like, in one of the Back to the Future movies where he takes the shot and passes out.
Yeah.
That would be great. If I had a tolerance like that, drinking would be so much cheaper.
I would love it. It'd be the best.
I could like make one really, really weak mixed drink and sip it throughout the whole night. And by the end, I'd just be passed out. It'd be so cheap.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all that much anymore because I start school tomorrow.
Oh, that's boring. Your last semester, though. Last semester, and you're graduating. This year.
A college graduate, yes.
Yeah, overrated.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing with it, so it's...
Well, you're gonna come live in the cities, though. That's all that matters. You're gonna fucking move the shit out of Fargo.
Probably be doing this radio thing full-time.
Yeah, full-time. So,
every
day. So if anyone out there is listening wants to support Matt and his income, feel free to PayPal him some cash.
Yeah, I'm totally open to doing advertisements for
if
stuff.
If we had ad spots in our podcast, just so they'd be free podcasts, but we'd get paid for the advertisements.
Yeah, totally.
I should just clutter our blog with ads, and we'll just make money from people clicking on them.
Yeah, that'd be
cool.
We'll
make money from people getting on the blog. Just so you guys know, this whole blog thing, it's a Ponzi scheme for us to make some cash.
Yeah,
we actually hate everyone who's listening to this.
I don't want to get a real job. I just want to do this and scam the internet. Start, I don't know.
We can just steal identities.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If anyone out there trusts us, feel free to send us your social security number and maybe a copy of your birth certificate.
Yeah,
and
in order to subscribe to our podcast, we need your social security number. And
we need
your
date of birth,
driver's license information.
Yep. A driver's license and a birth certificate.
Picture
please.
Of your birth certificate.
Yep, and maybe a picture of you.
Yeah.
As so we can emulate your face on air. That's no reason. We're just doing it for. We just want to know our fan base. That's all.
Yeah. We just want to make sure that the right people are listening.
Yeah, it's just a screening process. You could go work with the FBI. I read the FBI has read an article about the FBI. They're hiring like 2,000 positions across the United States.
For what?
I guess it's
like special
well,
agents and shit?
Well, yeah. Well, obviously some special agents, but there's some like administrative jobs and some communications jobs, things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably just, I don't know.
You don't want to work for the FBI. Oh, it wasn't you that...
I don't think they would allow me to work there.
You don't think you'd be a good secret agent?
No. Well, if
secret
it was secret agent,
agent
stuff, I'd totally join.
Yeah, dude, it'd
but
be
like,
sweet. Go do it. Go be cool. A secret agent. All it requires is that you need a 4-year degree, and you've got one now.
Well,
it doesn't matter what it's in.
To be a secret agent.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, go be a secret agent. You get a gun.
So, like, what kind of stuff would I do? Like,
Oh, that's funny that you asked, because when I was reading on the website, I was reading this at work the other day just because it was on Dig or something. But like I was reading like the frequently asked questions for secret agents, and one of them was like, "What's a normal day in the life of a secret agent?" The question like, "There is no normal day in the life of a secret agent. One day you might be apprehending someone, the next day you might be following through on a court order." Just all these different, like making the job sound so badass. And like one of the questions that
following through on a court order, what is that?
Like finding someone, issuing them a subpoena or something.
Oh, like, so it's like one day it's, some days it's really boring, but some days it's
over. Oh, and they're like some days you get extra time to sit down in your office and finish some paperwork. Oh. It's like the exciting life of a secret agent.
So 2/3 of the time it's not exciting at all.
But every once in a while you get to point your gun at somebody.
I'd be down for that. That'd be pretty cool.
Isn't that why people become agents and cops, is if they get guns?
Yeah, and then they just sit around and talk about shooting people.
Back in 93, there was this African-American looking kind of shifty in this convenience store. I lifted my weapon and told him to drop what he was carrying. Turns out it was a broken blade.
I shot him in the face 15 times.
I shot him in the face 15 times.
It's like that.
He had a knife in his back pocket.
And that just happened recently, too. You've heard about that, right?
Yeah, the cop who shot that guy.
Yeah,
in some town. Like, the police are just being brutal in that town.
Yeah, I don't know all that much information other than the kid was basically not doing anything, and he was shot in the back, like, 15 times.
Yeah, like, I saw some lady had, like, her camera phone out and was, like, filming it really poorly.
Yeah.
And I saw the video. I guess she didn't, like, record him getting shot because she, like, got on a subway train and went away.
Yeah.
But, like, he was, like, up against the train, and he had his hands up behind his head, and then he, like, complacently laid down on the ground. Like, he was doing everything the officers asked him to. And then they fucking blew him away. That shit's fucked up, man.
Our world is becoming a crazy place. People are being able to get away with so much stuff. And
I know, it's fucked up. I'm glad I live in a little house and I keep to myself.
Yeah, I'm gonna come there and shoot you in the back.
Thanks, thank you, while I'm sleeping.
Yep.
You would, you fucking asshole. So, speaking of the world turning into a really, like, shitty hellhole of a Satan's asshole, I would like to announce that I rode the bus for the first time in my life the other day.
Oh God!
And it was absolutely terrifying. Now don't get me wrong. I take the light rail to work every day. The light rail is a train system here in Minneapolis. It's just one. It's one little train, and it's generally pretty nice. It's a nice train. But I'd never really ridden the bus before, and so I rode the bus for the first time ever. And, God, man, I got on and it smelled like shit. The first thing that I noticed is that this bus smelled bad. And then, the people on that bus, man, they were terrifying. Like, I felt like it was in some sketchy movie and someone's gonna, like, get up and hijack the bus. And, like, I don't want to be, you know, I can't be racist about this because there were some dirty-looking African-Americans. There were some dirty-looking white guys. There was, like, this fucking old lady who, like, her chin, she had, like, a quadruple chin. Like, she wasn't very fat, but, like, she had a really big neck. And, like, her face literally, like, her chin went down, and it went into her neck, and it went into her chest. It was, like, it was straight down. There was no indentation
just
of a neck.
Just a lot of people with things wrong about them with absolutely no explanation for it.
Yeah, exactly. There was, like, one or two, like, I would say normal people. And this is at, like, a time, this is, like, at the end of the workday. Like, you'd think the bus would be packed with professionals, but no, the one I got on was fucking disgusting, and I literally only wrote it for 10 minutes.
Professionals in their own right, but just
professionals
show.
Like, you know, yeah, there's a few professionals like in suits that had just gotten off of work because I work right downtown, and so you'd think that the buses that I get on are filled with decent people, but God, man, I don't know if I ever want to ride a bus again. Like, I can take the train every day, and luckily for me, taking the train in the morning and then taking it at night. When I get on the train in the morning, it's early enough where the only people riding it are the people going to work, and so there's not really any weirdos. Well, there's one weirdo, and I can get to her later. She's fucking God. But, and then riding it home at night, it's usually the same people, that just finished work and they're coming home. So it's I'm pretty lucky enough to have professionals on the bus.
Yeah, my girlfriend for a while was really into, she was on a kick about saving gas money, and she started figuring out the bus here and riding the bus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She'd always try to get me to do it, and I was just like, absolutely not. There's no way I'm gonna, there's absolutely no
You'll
way.
Fucking drag me. You'll put that ticket in my cold, dead hands.
I was so dead set against ever riding the bus. But she did it for like a really long time, and like I just always would give her shit. I was like, well, how many homeless people are on it, and how bad did it smell, and just stuff like that. And
they
I'd never taken
it. The bus is their home.
Yeah, I'd never taken it either. So like I was just like, you know, but you always see the people standing on the bus stops.
Yeah.
So you know
so
who
sad.
Takes, you know who's riding the bus, and
if you want to see sadness in someone's eyes, just look at the people waiting outside. The
you ride by the bus stops in mid-December when they're
and
just
slowly
freezing
drive
their,
by and look at
and
them.
they're always lugging around so much shit, like they yeah. always
like black garbage bags full of random
black garbage
shit.
Bags full of like just like
probably
their clothes
cat.
And like groceries and. Just everything that they own, they're just
a dead pet that they didn't want to leave at home.
Yeah, but like, yeah. So there was absolutely no way I was gonna ride the bus. Well, somehow I end up riding the bus one day,
God.
And I don't know what. I guess I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'll ride it once. But I'm gonna give you so much shit after I see, and I can tell you that the bus is terrible.
Right.
Just
right.
gross people. So. We got on and sat down, and right away some dude starts talking to us, and it was like some older guy from like another country, and I was all right, not too bad, but you know, it's
so
like,
weirds
you out a little bit, so I'm
right,
just like, okay, whatever, I'll talk to you, but I'm gonna like be watching you and make sure you're not pulling out a knife or something like that, because I've never ridden the bus before and I don't trust anyone that rides it. So like, so that happened, and we had to make like, I think we just took it from our apartment to the school, which
that's
normally
on
a car ride takes no time, but for the bus there's like two separate transfers. The first one gets off at Kmart of all places. So we pick up an interesting load of people from there, and one of which being this kid whose aunt, she was just hacking up along the whole time, and like to give him a snack for like something to do, she gave him a full plastic bag. Cereal bag full of cereal to eat.
Right.
So I was like, all right, whatever.
Delicious.
But absolute dry cereal out of just the bag, whatever. Like, as long as you're not an annoying kid, I guess it's fine.
Right.
Well, anyways, I see the bag and it's like not even cereal left in it. It's just like all the crumbled up, like dust at the bottom. Like, just like, I don't know what he had been eating. Probably like. It just looked to me like probably like Cheerio dust. Just a bunch of ground up Cheerio dust.
Probably not even Cheerios, but like off-brand cheap Cheerios.
Yeah, like Wheatios or something.
Wheatos.
Like, Wheatos.
Honey Wheatos.
But like, I didn't even notice that it was actually a dust, because it wasn't until he started coughing and he was coughing powder all over that I was just like, okay, wow, like... And it's just like everybody just sits there, no one gives a shit about anything, and it's just all these crazy people getting on. Anyways, we got to the school and then ended up having to take it back, and just more of the same. Just more of like meeting all the crazy people that you normally never see and sharing close quarters with them. And I don't know, like I'm kind of OCD a bit, so being on like a public bus is just the worst.
Right.
I just hate it.
Well, it's fucking... I feel dirty.
Yeah.
They're touching anything.
They are dirty. And, like, around the time that we had ridden them, too, we had stories going on in Fargo of, like, people that had been riding it at night, and like some dude like molested some chick on one of them, and
the bus driver didn't do anything.
Oh hell no! What are they? They don't give a shit. They're like, whatever. They've probably seen it all.
They're probably like, not just add another notch to the chalkboard.
Yeah, he's like
another molestation.
Yeah.
Wait till Frankie hears about this. That's three for me this week.
Oh, I win the bet.
Yeah, they have running tolls to see who can get the most rapists and knives on their bus.
I don't know, but...
Nah, dude, there are some fucking terrifying people. Like I said, luckily it's not that bad on the train. But when it is, when crazy people do come on the train, it's like, it's amplified because of how normal it normally is. That when those people leave their realm of the buses to come to the upper class train, they're just way out of place.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, everyone there is all, you know, we're all coming home from work. I'm wearing a tie, some nice pants. There's ladies in dresses and heels. Like, it's so weird to see this people like this. And then one day we had this guy come on the train, and he was this big guy, and he was missing, like, the bottom row of his teeth, almost every tooth on the bottom of his jaw, and, like, one or two on the top. And he was either drunk or fucking messed out or something, but he was gone.
And then I just want you to go from that and say, but what was strange about it was... Just go from that, like, oh, he was missing his teeth and drunk. But what was weird about it was...
But the weird thing was that he had one pant leg rolled up.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, and so, like, you could tell he was fucked up because he was, like, he wasn't sitting. He was hanging on to one of the handrails or whatever. And he was, like, swaying. Like, he was almost about to pass out, and he was holding himself up by his hand. He was, like swaying back and forth, and he was gone. And, like, he would talk to people as they got on the bus. And, like, luckily I was a few seats away, so he didn't engage with me. But at one point, he talks to this this lady who was obviously just offended that he'd even looked at her, let alone talk to her. She's sitting there, like, in a nice, like, down trench coat, and she was wearing, like, a nice, like a pantsuit, and she had, like, heels on, and she was, like, she just looked very proper and trim, and she had a suitcase, because a lot of people that live downtown just take the train to the airport, so they don't have to park down there. And so she was probably going somewhere, and so the guy notices her suitcase, and he goes, "Where are you going?" And, like, I hear him say this, and then I look down, and she didn't really reply very loudly, because obviously she was embarrassed that he was talking to her, and she must have muttered New York, or, like, New York City. Because he goes, "New York City, huh?" And I was like, oh, my God. And I thought that was the worst. And then he starts singing to her, and he's all, "New York City, New York, yeah!" Like, he just starts singing, and he is a terrible singer. Like, this is like American Idol tryout shit that this guy is spouting.
Imagine a drunk man missing all of his bottom teeth.
Drunk and or fucking messed up on meth. And so then, so he starts singing to her for like a minute, and then he stops. And then the train stops another stop, and the doors open, and a few people get on, and he was standing kind of by the doors. And so he, like, turns to him, and he's like, "Hey, yo, I got you a seat there and there." He starts pointing out empty seats for him, like he works for the train. He's like, "I got you a seat there, got you a seat there, right there and there and there." And he's just kind of, like, flapping his hand around in the air, and these people are like...
He's not a total waste.
Yeah, I get... Well, at least he was jolly and friendly. He wasn't mean. And then he goes, like, his attention was not focused on the girl. He kind of, on the light rail, there's normally the seats are in pairs of two, but on one wall between the two doors, there's like a row of three. It's kind of the handicap area because you can flip the chairs up if you have to. Yeah. So there's three chairs, and she was sitting on one end, and he sat on the other end. And across from the row, there was a guy sitting by himself, and he was well-dressed again, you know, a businessman coming home from work. But he made the mistake that day of being African-American. And I didn't mention before because I didn't want to sound racist, but this drunk guy, he was a big black dude. And so he looks to this other, you know, professional, you know, nice-looking guy. And he goes, "What up, brother? Do I know you, brother? Do I know you?" And the guy's like, no, you don't know me. He's like, "But man, we're brothers, right? We're brothers, you and me. We both brothers." And the guy's just like, I guess. Like, he's just so...
He's just like, "You just put me back 50 years.
Exactly. He's like, "You are furthering the stereotype, you asshole." And the guy's like, "We brothers." He's like, "Y'all right? Y'all right?" Like, he's like pointing to the guy, "Y'all right?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." He's like, "Y'all right? Yeah, y'all right." He's like, "We brothers." Like, oh, man. He was fucking terrifying. Luckily enough, though, he got off, like, a few stops after that. and probably got shot by a cop.
See, in that That reminds me of another story that I heard about cops was, and it probably wouldn't be surprising if they did shoot a guy like that. That was obviously out of it because I heard this
he
other
was
story.
Fucking out of his mind, man.
Yeah, I heard this other story of this. It was just recently of this lady that was totally out of it. And she was known as the hula hoop lady because she was this lady who she was this lady that had been like in a major car accident and had like extensive brain damage. So she's right. like no longer a normal human being. She's like.
Right.
People, yeah, like the Dairy Queen guy in St. Cloud, the dude that stands outside the Dairy Queen wearing the cape with his shirt off, like, like every single day of the year. But she was like that, but she was the hula hoop lady, and anyways, like, some cop went out there, and they have a video up on the internet if you ever want to search it and try to find it, because, I don't know, it's somewhat amusing, even though it shouldn't be to, like, a decent human being, but, like, it's just basically him. He's like, hey, get off the side of the street, and she's just mumbling something over and over, like, I have papers in my pants, that basically the papers, that they're like, I think they're papers in her pants, that basically said that she had an illness or whatever, so she's like, I have paper in my pants, leave me alone, check my paper's in my pants, and he's like, ma'am, get on the ground now, and it's just this cop yelling at her, and she obviously has a mental disorder, but he's like, do not make me use force, I will hurt you, so he ends up taking out a stun gun, and basically electrocuting her multiple times with it. Which is where the somewhat amusing part comes in, because in between every time that he shocks her, she just goes right back to mumbling the same stuff that she was saying before.
I got
almost as if she was unfazed by it. But so, and the guy just still doesn't get it. Like, I don't know.
That's fucked up, because when you first started that story, I thought you were going to say, like, he shot her in the head or something.
Oh, no, no, no.
I was going to say, holy shit.
But still, I was just seeing as she was obviously someone out of it.
There's actually a mentally handicapped female who rides the train that I see every once in a while. And that's the one I was talking about. Everyone seems pretty normal except for this one that I get to later, and this happens to be her. she looks to be about... like 40 something. I'd say she's probably around like her 40s, and she's kind of round, and she doesn't talk very much, but when she talks, she's like really, really loud. Like if someone like, if she like for example, one day I was sitting, like I'd explained those three seats before where there's three seats in a row, and usually I used to sit in on the one side of the three seats. I used to sit on one side, and then usually someone would sit on the other side. No one would usually sit in the middle because they don't want to, you know, squeeze in the middle.
Yeah.
But for some reason, she loves those seats, man, and she'd come in, and she'd see that. And even if it's me, and I'm kind of a big guy, and even if there's another pretty big guy on the other seat, she would still want to squeeze in that middle seat. And she'd be like, is someone sitting there? Like, she was really loud. and would be like, no. She'd be like, okay! And she'd fucking squeeze in the seat.
And the one time
she sat in the seat next to me, I got up because I couldn't sit next to her. Because she, she's mentally handicapped, whatever, fine. But whenever she rides the train, she starts rocking, like very violently rocking, like back and forth, she's rocking. And it's just so unnerving to even watch her do that, let alone like feel it on my leg. Like she's right next to me rocking. And the one time that she did sit next to me, I happened to look over. And she was like, she kept putting her hands up by her face. She's like sniffing her fingers. And it was really weird. And I looked at her hands, and her fingers were like, she had like blood on her hands. Like on one of her hands. And I don't know, like, her hands weren't cut. Like the blood was from somewhere else. And I don't know where.
I need a lawyer!
Like, it was so fucking gross, man. It was like dried, like crusty blood on her fingers. And she was like sniffing it and like looking at it, and I was like, "Fuck this!" And I got up and like walked like to the other train compartment because it was just fucking nuts. And now I see her every once in a while. She'll get on the train, and like I make sure that she doesn't sit near me because I just can't. Oh, I just can't handle her. Like she'll either rock or she'll like start kicking her legs. Like it's just, oh my god. And I don't want to like sound like all retards need to die, retard genocide or anything, but
some
I just
of them,
can't.
Just some of them.
I don't want her to die. I just don't want to ride the fucking train with me anymore.
Yeah. See, this is the thing that I wonder, too. Okay, you see all these crazy people riding the bus, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, where are they going?
Like, I don't know.
And where are they going to and from every single day?
I don't remember when she gets on, because I'm usually like closing my eyes when I'm on the train or something and I'm looking out the window. So I don't see her get on. But then my stop on the train is the very last stop. It's the stop before the very last stop. The stop after mine. So if you don't get off at mine, you go to the end of the line. And she stays on. So she rides it all the way down to the very end of the line. I don't know where she goes. That's like deep. That's Warehouse District. Like, that's the last stop on the train, is right next to the Gay 90s. You can walk a few blocks to Sex World. Like, it's kind of, there's bars in that area. Like, if you go the wrong direction, it's a shady part of town. Like, it's on the outskirts of like the downtown scene. If you get off the train and go west, like a few blocks, you'll get to like the Target Center and Hard Rock. But if you go east, like, that's where like there's some scary shit, man. Like, I don't know where the fuck she's going. Maybe she's like a drug mule. Maybe these like these drug
They're
dealers
just
are like
stuffing it.
Yeah, they like pack her coat and stuff. Because who's gonna suspect this lowly little?
Well, maybe that's
on the
where
bus?
The blood came from. She was pulling it out.
Great, thanks. No, what if? Because she's it always got a she's got a fanny pack too. That's what makes it even better. She's got a fucking fanny pack.
Oh, of course.
And maybe they pack her like full of cocaine and send her back and forth. And she's like a drug mule during the day.
You never know, dude. Maybe she's dipping into the supply and that's why she's rocking so much.
Yeah. Maybe she's just always just fucking gone. Maybe she's completely a normal functioning member of society, but she likes to get really fucked up and ride the train in the morning.
She probably had a bloody nose that day.
Yeah.
And
trying yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
Wipe
yeah,
it off. Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know. What does. I guess, you know, that's something that pisses me off about Batman Begins.
What?
Because Batman Begins, Bruce Wayne's father and their family are riding the public light rail transportation
right, right.
in Gotham City. Totally unrealistic. They'd never do that.
The upper class people. Well, but remember, in the movie, it was his thing. It was his invention. So he was proud of it, and that's why he wrote it.
He probably had like, he invented the code bar for it so all the crazy people can't get on there.
No, I don't understand how you disturb the conversation of Batman Begins.
I guess a lot of them must probably just ride the bus just to get out of the cold or whatever, but you can't
stand it
all day, can you?
No, I don't think the people that ride the bus, I don't think they're homeless. I just think these are people who can't afford vehicles and stuff. Like, I don't think they're... Or people that just don't want to afford vehicles. Like, there are people that probably live...
Are people that just enjoy making other people uncomfortable. So.
Yeah, that's their favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Is to just make other people uncomfortable. No, I don't think... They're not... I don't think they're homeless. I just think they're people who... Yeah, like, they... It's, you know, if they need to go somewhere, you need to get groceries, it's like... You can get a ticket for $1.75, a bus ticket, and go somewhere and come back on the same ticket.
Lug your garbage bag of groceries around.
Yeah, yeah, the black garbage bag full, the hefty bag full of groceries,
yeah.
And a dead cat that they found. Or maybe a live cat, I don't know, maybe they found a cat they want to bring home and they just shove it in the bag, I don't know.
They're just hoarding all the trash they find on the way to the bus stop.
Oh, dude, yeah, it was just not fun riding that bus. And I didn't know where I was going either, so that made it even worse, because I was like, okay, I want to watch the road and see where I'm going, but I need to watch my back so I don't get stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrifying. And then that was, like, right after work when I was taking it to my friend's house. But then I also had to take the bus back to the light rail so I could get on the light rail and go home. But by the time I got back to the bus to go back, it was dark because it's winter.
Yeah.
And so it was fucking dark, and I got on this bus. And, like, have you ridden a bus at night?
Oh, fuck no.
Dude, a bus at night is the worst, because when the doors open and you get on, the lights are all on, but once he starts driving, the lights turn off. So there's a lot of light flickering every time he stops and goes. Like, when he stops and opens the door to let someone in or on or off, the lights flicker on and then off again. And so, like, it's got, you know, like, you've seen horror movies where they're in, like, a room and the lights are, like, flickering or something. So it's just got that very, like, terrifying, aura of horror, because the lights keep turning on and off.
Yeah.
And then it's just fucking dark in there, and you're looking around, you can't like see people's hands.
And then there's a woman rocking back and forth with blood all over her hands.
Yeah, a woman rocking back and forth with blood all over her hands. And when I wrote it, there was like, and this like, I sat in one of the chairs that doesn't face forward, it faces like sideways. So I wanted to sit towards the front of the bus so I didn't get too deep into that hellhole. So I sat towards the front, and those seats are all facing, like, towards the middle. And there's another row facing back at you. So I'm sitting in those seats, and there's a guy, like, looking at me. And I'm like, don't make, like, I didn't want to make eye contact with this guy, because it was just, like, every time I, like, looked him in the eye, what do? Say, oh, hey, what up? Like, or, like, nod. You know when you make eye contact with somebody, you kind of, like, nod? Or, like, you acknowledge that you're looking at them so you don't sound like look like a creeper?
I usually just look away as fast as possible.
But, like, every time I'd, look towards this guy, he'd, like, look at me right in the eyes and be like, fuck, stop looking at me. And I had my earbuds in, so I was listening to my iPod. And, like, so obviously I couldn't start a conversation with this guy. But, like, we kept, like, making eye contact. And it was just fucking, like, I just looked forward and, like, watched where I was going. But then at the same time, I was afraid he was going to lunge forward and, like, kiss me.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it exists. Shouldn't even exist.
It makes sense. I mean,
no, it makes sense, but goddamn, what the price you have to pay.
Yeah,
psychological
damage. You lose your morals.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very non-trustworthy towards people in general.
Right.
So you get me on something like a public bus, and my mind is just racing, like,
right, yeah, yeah,
about things that can go wrong, or what is wrong with these people, or just things like that. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna just stay away from it, and definitely won't be writing it at night ever.
Right.
Hopefully never write it again in my life.
Fortunately the light rail isn't so bad, so I don't mind,
Yeah, I've been on the light rail before. Usually,
yeah,
just
I've
like,
rode it with you, yeah.
Yeah, just like, but that was like a baseball game, so that's obviously different. But like,
right,
I don't know. But I could, I don't know. At least there, yeah, you're up in the air, so you can push them out of the car, and then they can't get back on the bus.
Right. But yeah, dude, I don't know, like. I don't, where, it just brings me back to, where are these, the mentally challenged people, where are they going? She doesn't have anyone who rides with her. That's what just boggles me. She doesn't have, like, a caretaker with her. She just does it on her own, and she is going downtown. I don't know, like, I don't know, fuck it.
She probably has a job at, like, Burger King or something.
It's not a Burger King I'll ever eat at.
Just blood all over your face.
Oh, God damn it. Fucking gross, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I can't. Oh, gross.
That's basically, like, the equivalent of, like, sitting next to someone like that that just, like, throws up all over themselves while you're sitting right next to them. That's
dude.
What I think about whenever I think about the bus.
You just
sitting
think about,
next,
like,
to some dude who just pukes all over himself. Doesn't even try to clean it up. He just sits there. And you're sitting right next to him. That's what the bus is.
Dude, that's... Oh, man. Please enjoy. Oh, and I don't want to talk about this anymore. This is fucking... I can't think about this. Because, you know, now that we're talking about this, I'm going to get on the train tomorrow, and guess who's going to fucking sit right next to me? It's Bloody McFinger Hands. Like, she's gonna sit right next to me on the bus.
And then it's black guy will worse. Be talking to you.
Yeah, and he'll be like, where are you going? I'm like, going to work. He's like, going to work! Are you going to work? Like, he
just
been singing to me.
All gonna team up on you.
And then, oh man.
Maybe they're all going to, like, a downtown internet cafe, and they're all downloading this tonight.
Yeah, and they know who I am.
They're like, oh god, I know who... I remember that kid when I was singing,
dude,
to that woman.
Dude, speaking of... Dude, speaking of people recognizing me and on the light rail, I had the weirdest thing happen on the light rail. And I don't know if, like, people know who I am or something, or the people that I ride with frequently, but it was on Friday, and God, it was a long day, and I remember I was sitting there in my seat, and I was listening to music, and I must have, like, leaned my head back, and I fell asleep on the train, which isn't a huge deal, because, like, I don't have anything that people can steal off of me. Like, my iPod is, like, tucked inside of my coat pocket, and, like, I have my arms crossed, so you'd have to, like, move me to get at my shit, and, like,
yeah.
I'm sitting on my wallet. Like, it's, I'm not too concerned about that, but, I kind of, like, woke back up a little bit, and it was, like, the stop, we were almost arriving at the stop before mine. And so I was like, all right, cool, we're almost there. And I leaned my head back again, and I didn't think about it, and I just kind of fell back asleep again. Which, you know, I've missed my stop before. It's fine, because the stop after mine is the mall, which is the last stop anyways. So I just ride it back one more. So missing my stop isn't a big deal. But I'm sitting there sleeping, and we must, like, we're at my stop, and suddenly some guy just kind of, like, pushes me on the chest, on the shoulder. And he was like, hey. And I was like, huh? And I wake up, and I pull my earbud out. He's like, hey, isn't this your stop? And I was like, I look up, and it was, and the doors had just opened for my stop. And I don't understand this guy, and then I get off the train, and he did too. So, like, I don't know if, like, he's someone that has ridden the train with me, and he's seen me there before, or I don't know. I don't understand how he knew it was my stop.
It must be someone he'd been on the train before.
I was, like, weirded out that this guy was there, and he woke me up. It was like, part of me was like, oh, sweet, this guy knows who I am, and he was nice enough to wake me up. The other part of me was like, how the fuck does he know who I am? Like, I was, like, worried and weirded out. Like, it was weird.
Well, you're obviously getting off at the same stop, so.
I suppose, I mean, it was, maybe we take the train at the same time. I don't know, I didn't really recognize him, though. That was the other weird thing. I don't know, but I don't give a shit. Fuck everyone on the light rail, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Public transportation.
So, I had a story I wanted to read. I don't like to just switch topics completely, but I think we're getting towards the end of this.
Yeah, I think we pretty much decided a minute into that conversation that public transportation sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Okay, so I was reading this story, and I wanted to read it to you because it was pretty fucked up. The title of the article was "Inmate Rips Out Eye, Then Claims He Ate It." Is the title of this news article?
Claims, and it reads, he ate it, or
claims,
he ate
claims.
It.
Claims he ate it. That's
so they like don't
verbatim.
Know where it went, or
yeah, that's the I haven't read the article yet, guys.
All right.
So wait a second. All right, a Texas death row inmate with a history of mental problems. Here we're back to retards again. Pulled out his only good eye, his only good eye. Authorities said Friday. Then he proceeded to tell officers that he ate it. Andre Thomas, 25, was arrested for the fatal stabbings of his estranged wife, their young son, and her 13-month-old daughter in March of 2004. Their hearts also had been ripped out.
How have I never heard of that guy before?
He was convicted and condemned for their infant's death. He killed his ex-wife, their young son, and her child that she'd had with someone else, and ripped out their hearts.
So an eye probably wasn't that big of a deal for him.
And then it goes on to say that when it said his only good eye, he's ripped out his other eye. He's ripped out both of his eyes now. This is the second eye of his that he's ripped out.
So why was he not, like, in a straitjacket or something?
Because I don't know.
I suppose they don't really give it. They don't give a shit about a guy.
Right. His trial attorney was quoted saying he'll finally be able to receive the mental health care that we had wanted and begged for from day one. He is insane and mentally ill. It is exactly the same reason he pulled out the last one. So he pulled out his eye, and they said, oh, that sucks. Here, go back in your cell. And they just left him alone with his hands, and he pulled out his other eye.
Wow.
Fucking goddamn. I think he's going to have to be the douchebag of the week. This man, Andre Thomas, murderer, mass murderer, and eye ripper outer. He's the douchebag of the week.
Makes him a douchebag.
He's a fucking.
That's like the off. Like, I do not think of. When I think of douchebag, like. I think of, like, guys that, like, go to the clubs and try to, like, are just douchebags, but I don't think of
right,
a guy
that's
that just
I
rips out his eyes. Like.
Now, I had to find someone to be the douchebag of the week, and this guy is pretty qualified, I think. And, like, his picture on here, he looks like a douchebag. It looks like he's winking at me.
Oh, his picture is on the internet?
Well, they have a picture of him...
Before he ripped them both out?
Before he ripped out his second eye. So he doesn't have one eye, and his eye socket eyelid's closed. And it just looks like he's blinking at me. He's
so
winking.
Is he a pretty upstanding-looking guy, or...?
No, he looks pretty douchebaggy. Feel free to Google him, kids at home. Andre Thomas.
Andre
you can search.
Thomas.
Yeah, it's one of the links on dig.com. It's Inmate Rips Out Eye, then claims he ate it. You can just probably search that and find it. It's good stuff. Good
definitely stuff. Gonna have to look that up after yeah. this. That
He's sounds. Winking at you, saying, "How's it going?" Clink.
So I like how it just says though that he allegedly like did it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They didn't find the eye.
Yeah.
Oh shit. At the end, oh my god. Oh, he turned himself in. Oh, that I didn't read the whole article. I'm at the end of it now. Thomas, from Texoma in Texas, walked in the Sherman Police Department and told a dispatcher he had just murdered the three and had stabbed himself in the chest. Thomas told police how he put his victims' hearts in his pocket and left their apartment, took them home, put them in a plastic bag, and threw them in the trash.
Well, this just sounds like a cartoon or something. Like,
this guy, he is a douchebag, and he is the douchebag of the week.
Fair enough.
It says in the article that he doesn't have an execution date. I scrolled down to the first comment on the article, and it says, at least when they set the execution date, he won't see it coming.
Classic. That's funnier than anything we've said in this whole episode.
He isn't gonna have much forecast. Nah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's definitely a douchebag.
Douchebag of the week.
Sounds good. Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think that'll do it for Mayo Radio episode 2. Thank you for joining us all. Hopefully you found us on iTunes. If you can't, we are searchable under Mayo Radio. Our blog address is mayoradio.blogspot.com. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you'd like to say, you can get a hold of us at mayoradiopodcast@gmail.com. Please send your hate mail, send things you want to say about us, anything that you want us to say at all. Oh, and I forgot, I have to give a shout out to my brother Ryan. You wanted me to say that at some point in here. So, hey Ryan, fuck you.
Douchebag of the second douchebag of the week. You should have saved it for that.
I should have saved it for Ryan. Yeah. My brother wanted me to shout out for him. P.S. Douchebag of the week, my brother. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, yeah.
All right, well, that does it. This has been Casey.
And Matt.
And you listen to Mayo Radio. Keep checking it out. See you next week.
Or not, if you rip both of your eyes out.